today's Daily Dose with AH. I'm Timmy Gard, the Chief Growth Officer of Ardelyx Health. And today we're very fortunate to have Andrew Lyle. Andrew's Director of Professional Consumer Marketing Hematology at Genmab. Andrew, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you?
Well, first off, Timmy, thank you so much for having me on. You know, it's really exciting to be speaking with you, surrounded by so many titans in the industry. My current role right now is I oversee the hematology franchise at Genmab, overseeing the professional consumer marketing for follicular lymphoma and both a dual indication as well. But for the past 10, 15 years, primarily my entire career has been focused in oncology omnichannel marketing.
Super.
So before we get started, I just have to stop and make a compliance notice that anything that I say is my own personal opinions and not a reflection of the company itself. These are all based on my experiences across the oncology industry for the past 10 or 15 years.
Well, let's just get right into it. You know, you talked about omnichannel initiatives. So to you, what are the biggest challenges with building a true, robust omnichannel ecosystem in our life sciences industry? Tell us about what you think.
Yeah, so as you know, if someone who's been in the industry for so many years, there is roadblocks at every turn. And a lot of times we come to, like, a leadership will come down to us and say, like, hey, we need to do omnichannel. But at the end of the day, what does that mean? What is our goals? What is the customer experience, right? And it's all about thinking about what we want and working backwards from there. And where the challenges start to lie in is if you look at consumer packaged goods products, they are able to make fast, dynamic content that's serving up on an N equals one basis because they can just put content out. We have legal, we have regulatory, we have medical information, we have medical, we have the FDA, we have OPDP, right? We have all these different regulatory bodies that are involved in every single word that we say. So as much as we really want to be building this very robust omnichannel ecosystem, we generally have to make bulk of content, and then we're stuck with that for a little while because in order to get one maybe new email approved, it might take 10 to 15 people. It might take 2 months to get it through our MLR approval process. Sometimes it's faster, sometimes it's longer, depending on the content. But when you're really starting to think about how do you create the best experience, it's hard to create that best experience when you're burdened with these kinds of challenges across the board. The other piece that's extremely challenging is, at least working in a very large organization, there's many other competing priorities across the board. One brand may have another goal than my brand, or, you know, a smaller brand may have different challenges than us. So a lot of times larger organizations will create enterprise-wide solutions instead of solutions for the individual franchise or brand, which that's where things start to create issues. So that's a lot of the hurdles that we have to overcome. Right. And, you know, it's a fun puzzle for me to put together.
Right. So, you know, there's one other area that you didn't mention, and it's a perfect lead-in, and we're all playing in that space right now, and that's the whole AI integration. So from your perspective, a year, 2 years out, you know, how would you like to see AI integrated in the marketing initiatives in our industry? What do you see?
Yeah, I love this question because I feel like I'm the antithesis of what people want to hear. I love AI-generated content. Like, I love the fact that you can generate emails and images and all this stuff so fast and move things through. And, you know, it might look good for us, but again, we have that MLR process. But I have to control what I can control. So where do I see it fitting the best is actually in our MarTech stack or our data integrations. That to me is where the true AI can flourish in our ecosystem. By taking AI and utilizing it as a hyper-targeting tool, how are we segmenting our customers based on their journey? How are we looking at these HCPs based on their behaviors and targeting them based on where they are in that adoption funnel? How are we utilizing a potential network of the HCP? Are they related to, did they go to school with another HCP and we need to use them as a KOL? Are they attending X Congress and we need to tailor our messages to be at X Congress, right? So this is where I see AI being able to play, is these predictive algorithms to be able to understand where our customers are going to be in the future, not just where they are right now.
Well, you just touched on HCP, and from a non-personal approach, you know, how do you see HCP activation taking place? You know, how would you like to raise the bar? How would you like to make sure that they're, you know, in the right place at the right time with what's going on from an omnichannel perspective?
Yeah, I'd love to find ways to incorporate custom programs more. We work with some really, really great endemic platforms, and the process of getting a custom platform integrated into an ecosystem at such a large organizations, and I'm sure it's not just my experiences, but others, is extremely difficult. You have privacy processes, you got regulatory processes, you got data integration, validation processes, and you know, from a prior experience of mine, it took almost a year to get one vendor pulled in, right? And that was a fast implementation, right? And I've heard of others, you know, some colleagues of mine having similar issues, right? So it's, you're trying to scale, but the way that the industry is moving with AI and omnichannel is that it's moving faster than pharma right now. And our adoption processes in pharma need to change. So where I would like to see is, how are we reaching these HCPs in these custom endemic platforms that we can have bidirectional APIs back and forth to be able to talk to one another? And as they're engaging with content within the ecosystem, how are we dynamically changing that to match their behaviors?
Awesome. Well, let's tackle one last question here. And I always kind of like ask this question because what you don't know, you don't know, or what you'd like to know, you know, you'd like to put it out there. So for all the things that you're working on regarding the omnichannel ecosystem initiatives and all the considerations, what would you like to see happen over the next 2 or 3 years? What's the holy grail? What's going to make you get up and go, that's it, we got it, we hit home, we got the outcomes, we have engagement, we have awareness, we're building a brand, we're hitting our numbers, this is it. What's that aha out there?
Oh man, that's such a great question. For me, it's how are we making the experience for our HCPs seamless, where they don't feel like they're being targeted by an ad per se. It's just, they are understanding that I am looking up which treatment should I use for X patient? And we are having content served up to them at that time where they're integrated and seeing it without even realizing that they're getting some sort of ad. It is just the right content for them at the right time. While that happens slightly right now, it's not as fast as it could be. The other piece is a lot of times we're working off of, and this is at pharma in particular, we're working off data that's, you know, it could be lagging 3 weeks, it could be lagging 2 weeks, it could be lagging 6 months. And for us, it's how are we getting this data integrated on a 24-hour basis, and how are we implementing this in real time? The other piece that I would love to see is where I can kind of step back and not have to get into the nitty-gritty of building these workflows and building these ecosystems, where I could actually have maybe an agent pulling these together and where we have optionality across our MarTech stack, and based on where the HCP and or potentially even customers going to be, is that our AI agent on the back end is actually changing the way that the ecosystem works to best fit that customer in that specific place. So that's where I would love to see it going. Awesome. The least amount of work that I could do to focus on strategy and less on the actual tactics is that would be ideal, because I, you know, awesome. As you know, Timmy, 90% of our time is probably spent in data and tactics and 10% in strategy. I would love to be kind of flipped right now, right? So that's where I would love to see it.
Andrew, thank you very much for your insights and comments and understanding of where our industry is going from an omnichannel ecosystem perspective. We both note that the industry is changing constantly. It's changing as quickly as we can imagine. It's not static, it's dynamic, and you were terrific. You're welcome back anytime to participate.
Thanks for having me.
And with that, I want to thank everybody for listening to today's Daily Dose with AH. This is Timmy Gard signing off.